This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Being creative. Now, this one here usually throws people off. Of course, you know, most people, whether they do it or not, they understand and believe, yes, I have to be open to feedback. I don't like it. I don't want to do it, but I have to be open. I know that I have to be curious and I have to ask questions, blah, blah, blah. I got witches. I know that I should be persistent. I shouldn't give up. Great. Now, here's the other thing is creative. So number four, sales success trait is being creative. This one is so important on the list. And this is a huge, I can't emphasize it enough, a huge separator between the unsuccessful salespeople and the successful salespeople based on results, based on closing deals, based on making things happen, unsuccessful versus successful. And keep in mind, I am not, again, I covered this last week. I covered it earlier when I was talking about and recapping last week. I am not the kind of person who says either you're good at sales or you're not. Either you have it or you don't, right? All of these traits you can learn, all of these traits you can develop. And if you're currently finding you're not successful in sales or you're struggling in sales, you're not getting the results you want, then you can fix that. You can work on that. You can develop it. And I want to say, I forgot earlier, I was going to mention, when I'm talking about this, when I'm going through this training, when I'm talking about these topics, I'm not just talking to somebody who's in the cubicle in a call center working on sales, right? I mean, anybody who has a sales and selling aspect to their role, to their job, into what they do as a career. And I won't go on this tangent, but everything in life is sales. Everybody is persuading somebody about something at some level. Everybody's in relationships or engaging with people, and then there's persuasion that's happening. So all of these things are actually great tools and so important in life, in relationships, and everything. You want to have a good relationship or someone you meet and you want to be successful at persuading them, or you're in a relationship and you want to persuade and just have a good relationship, open, curious, persistent, now creative, it all applies. So a lot of times people think, okay, this is only if I work at a company. If you're a solopreneur, if you work for yourself, if you sell your own service, then all of these things apply. So just keep that in mind. So back to creativity. Here's the deal with creativity that's so important. And here is the division between unsuccessful, underperforming salespeople, which might be you if you're watching this at this moment. That's great. You're here, which means you're already open and you're already curious, which I love. And we know where we can get you to. The key with the creativity is it's all about solving problems. Sales professionals, every single one I've seen. And really the big key for me when I realized I was actually in sales, because I didn't realize it for the longest time. Once I realized I was actually in sales, I realized how important the problem solving creativity was. And here's what's interesting for me, kind of going back a little bit to help you understand, my take on why I don't think sales professionals have to be born that way, where they're actually more made that way and they have that experience, is I have always been good at solving problems and creativity when it comes to puzzles, right? Let's say like putting together a jigsaw puzzle or solving a puzzle or a brain teaser or things like that. Putting together models, doing stuff like that, is always good at doing. Computer games, video games, when that started coming out, wasn't there as a kid, and then it started becoming a thing. For me, I was good at solving problems, good at being creative, good at exploring and figuring out how do you solve this problem. So I was good at that. Again, not a big fan of people, so wasn't solving problems about people, wasn't about helping people. Was about solving actual problem brain teaser things. Then when I got into sales, I realized like when faced with a challenge, I had the option of giving up, right? And we talked about that with the persistence, or pushing through no matter what. And it's not just about being persistent, right? It's not just about like, I'm going to push you forward and why don't you do this? And you like, no, it's also about being creative and solving the problem around that. I mean, there was a period of time where I was helping people who were in foreclosure. And this is early internet. I mean, yes, there's internet, but it's not like it is now. The smartphones, where everybody's got it, wasn't like it is now. And there were many times I needed people to be on the internet to review something or look at a document and then actually print it, sign it, and send it back. And I would deal with people who literally didn't have internet, maybe didn't even have a computer. I actually dealt with people many times when I was helping people avoid foreclosure who their phones were shut off. One time I dealt with somebody who their power was shut off. They had a phone, but they didn't have power. Another person I talked to, they had power, but they didn't have a phone anymore. Like, again, there's people in financial crisis. And so then how do you address, how do I move this transaction forward? How do I help this person avoid losing their home when they don't have a phone? I can't communicate with them. I remember that guy because what we did was he basically called in from a friend's phone. And then from then on, what I would do is I would call the neighbor's house. And then the neighbor would put the phone down, run over and get him, and then bring him up. And another client that called me every week from a payphone, that's how we got it done. That's how we were creative. So many times I had people who needed to print out documents and then scan them back to me, literally having them go to a post office and then calling me from their cell phone out in front of the post office once they have the documents ready, printed, and then reading through them with them, explaining them, and then they sign them, go back in the library, scan them, and email them back. It's that creativity, it's that problem solving that separates the people who are struggling in sales, aren't getting the results they want, and the people who are winning and effective in sales. Because no matter what happens, no matter what obstacle is thrown at them, and no matter what objection, no matter what physical obstacle, I don't have internet, I don't have a car, I don't have this, whatever that is, the creativity part comes in and says, we will find creative solutions. I don't care. I will make this happen. I will get through this wall and this barrier, and that no matter what you throw at me, I know the destination. I know the end goal. I know where I want to go with you. Again, you're a qualified prospect. I know this will help you. I'm not going to give up. And so based on that, no matter what, any wall you throw at me, we're going to get through. Any obstacle that pops up, I will find a creative solution. It doesn't matter. That's the biggest thing. And again, I told you, as a kid and growing up, I was creative and curious and a problem solver about stuff, but not necessarily people. And I had to work on that. I developed it, which is why I know that you can do that too. If that's not one of your strong suits, you're like, I'm not very creative. I'm not a great problem solver. That's okay. The key is to just work on that, to strengthen it, to build it. When somebody says, I don't have such and such, or I don't have access to money, right? The money thing comes up a lot, right? This is going to be $5,000. Well, I don't have that kind of money, okay? How do you solve that problem? Instead of saying, okay, well, when you find it, give me a call, let me know when you can pay for it, and we'll move forward, versus, okay, let's get creative. We're in this together. Let's solve this problem because you know that you need it. I know that you need it. Now let's just figure it out. This is a problem. Let's solve it together. So that is key, is to have that creative side of your brain. And no matter what, right? Sometimes it's calling people and they're not answering. It's like, how do I reach out to them? Can I email them? Can I text them? Like, depending on what you're selling, maybe it's business to business. Can I mail them? Can I go to their office? Like, what? How can I be creative and persistent and curious and open and stack all of those things together, right? So that one's so important. But again, the layers have to be there. You have to be open, then you have to be curious, persistent, and then creative.